Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, with a middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. It's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. Oh, we want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. Now, my guest, Dr. Cindy Trim, that's an understatement. She is so red hot for the Messiah. I'm so intrigued that as a young girl of 17, when she got born from above, she got so filled with the Spirit of God that she had such an overflow that she began to prophesy and be able to help people achieve their destiny. And that's why I'm so excited to make available her hardback book, Commanding Your Morning, and the two teaching CDs of the same title. Because one thing you do, Cindy, is you can change the destiny of someone by them tapping into your revelation of the Word of God. And you want everyone's morning to be what God wanted it to be, and then naturally their whole day. And you have these professions of faith that we repeat after you, and this gives a change in mindset that then causes someone to believe and literally changes their destiny. What kind of feedback are you getting on people that are listening to your teaching or reading your book?
Incredible. Can I give you three different examples?
Please.
There was one lady who was being beaten by her husband, and said, "If you bring any of this stuff in my house, I will kill you." Mm. She got a hold of the CD, put it under the bed, turned it down, and played it continuously. Her husband did not know or recognize that it was there. And I found out this is the power of the spoken word, whether it's spoken loud or soft. And she played it. And then a few days later, he said, "I just feel like going to church." And then he goes to church and he gives his heart to the Lord. And up to this day, he still does not know that the CD was playing under his bed. That's the first one. The second one, I was teaching in Delaware, and we were telling them of the power of the spoken words, how words can either bring life or it can bring death. And I encouraged them to get this CD. So they got a copy of the CD. He got a copy of the CD. His supervisor had just hated believers and gave him a two-week notice that he would be fired. He had a pink slip. And so he took the CD. And one of the things I say to people, not only should you be using the activations and the declarations so that you can have a vocabulary, because faith comes by hearing, and you should be able to hear your own words, but also take the CD and play it continuously. Just put it on continuously, because words move molecules, and it changes atmospheres. And so he took the CD, played it in his office on the weekend, just put it in his computer, turned it down, played it in the office. That Monday, the owner of the business came, fired his supervisor, and put him in his supervisor's place. The third thing is a husband and wife had a premature baby, and they said, "Your baby would not survive." They took the CD, played it around the clock. The baby was born 2 pounds. The baby now is 3 years old, talking, walking, no brain defect. And this other one is an incredible one. A husband said, "I took the book, Commanding in the Morning. I wanted God to do something in my marriage." And so he said he began to pace up and down, commending his morning, reading from page 120 in the book. And as he was reading, he had a little dog that he loved, and his dog had asthma and was taking asthma pill for dog. He said while he was praying and asking God, "Heal my marriage," and he began to command over his wife and his marriage. The dog coughs 3 times. He said, I got nervous. I jumped in the car, took the dog to the vet, and the vet examined the dog and said, your dog miraculously has been healed of asthma. We don't hear it any longer. And he said, if God could heal my dog with these declarations, he can heal my marriage. And that's what God did. Have you commended your morning? The power of the spoken word.
Well, you say that if someone will take these prayers based on the word of God, that the Holy Spirit has directed you to speak out loud on the CDs or write, and they will listen to them and proclaim them with their own mouth for a 3-month period, you say God's going to dramatically change their mindset and therefore their life. What do you mean by that?
I simply mean biblically the Bible says, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall happen. Einstein, I'm not the only one that said it. Einstein said it. He said it like this, E equals MC squared. Energy equals mass times the speed of light. And I believe that a lot of things that are happening to us is as a result of the words that we have been speaking out in our lives. The Bible said faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What we speak does affect us, and it changes our destiny. It changes our mindset. And a lot of things that are happening again are as a result of self-fulfilled prophecy. And this happened to me. When I was young, and I started preaching at 17, and I thought 40 was old, because when you're young, 40 seems so far away.
Listen, I'm 70 years of age, and I'm looking forward to ministering in my 90s, and it's not hope, it's no.
And I believe that, too. But when I was young, I said, I want to be old. Because I thought 40 was old. And I said, after I finish preaching this much, I think I want to be raptured at 40. But what happened at that age, I didn't know the power of the spoken word. When I turned 36, my body just started breaking down. These strange things happened. I was diagnosed as having a hiatal hernia. And then one day, I just felt sick. And I just didn't have any energy. I was now 38. I didn't know what was going on with my body. And then, around 40, all these strange things started happening. So I went to the doctor one day, and the doctor said, we're going to have to give you a blood transfusion. Your blood count is down very low. It's down at 3, and it should be up to 12. How did you walk in here? You're like a walking dead. At that particular time, I was traveling and flying and preaching, and he said, Cindy, do not fly. The best case scenario is that you'll faint. But I'm not going to tell you what the worst case scenario is. You need to get a blood transfusion. So I asked him, what is wrong? He says, I don't know what's wrong. So they did the blood testing. And then God gave me wisdom. And I began to speak over my body. You shall live and you shall not die. And then I said, let there be light. I said, God, give me insight. I don't want to have a blood transfusion. Life is in the blood. And I don't know where this blood is coming from. Let there be light. And when I said, let there be light, God said, go to the drugstore. I want you to get slow fee. I want you to take 2 of them for a whole week straight. And he not only changed my life, but he also gave me wisdom. And when I went back to the doctor without getting the blood transfusion, my blood count had jumped up to 11, not 12 yet, but to 11. And then also when they checked me, I did not need any kind of operation to fix the hiatal hernia. My blood count had turned around. Because not only did I speak, let there be light, and speak and prophesy over my own life, but the words that I had spoken when I was young was reversed. And God said to me, he said, Cindy, I need you to reverse those words. And sometimes out of ignorance, we don't understand that the spirit realm is the causal realm. And our words are spirit. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. And many, many words that we are speaking, we don't understand that they are negatively impacting our lives. And for many of us, we have spoken words over our finances, we have spoken words over our marriage, over our children, and we need to reverse these words, and we need to decree and declare the biblical promises of God over our situations. Sometimes we get mad. Sometimes we say, well, I can't take it anymore. This is to die for. Sometimes we say these negative things, not knowing that they have negative impact on our lives.
Cindy, how do we reverse our words?
We just say, you know, in the name of Jesus, I reverse every ill-spoken word and every word that has been spoken either over my life negatively or I have spoken out of my own mouth. If they do not come into alignment, God, with your will and your plan for my life, I reverse it in Jesus' name.
Let's do that right now, and I want you, and I'm going to do this, repeat it after Cindy. Will you lead us in that prayer and then allow time for us to repeat it after you?
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I decree and declare.
I decree and declare.
That your will come to pass in my life.
That your will come to pass in my life.
And in the life of my loved ones.
And in the life of my loved ones.
And every ill-spoken word.
And every ill-spoken word.
And every word that was spoken in ignorance or frustration.
And every word that was spoken in ignorance or frustration.
That would have had a negative impact.
That would have had a negative impact.
In my life.
In my life.
Or in the life of my loved ones.
Or in the life of my loved ones.
My business, my ministry.
My business, my ministry.
Or anything or anyone associated with me.
Or anything or anyone associated with me.
I decree and declare those ill-spoken words.
I decree and declare those ill-spoken words.
Shall not come to pass.
Shall not come to pass.
And they are plucked up at the root.
And they are plucked up at the root.
And in the name of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
I establish. Your will.
Your will.
Will come to pass.
Will come to pass.
And is superimposed.
And is superimposed.
Over the will of the enemy.
Over the will of the enemy.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want you to get her hardback book and her CDs. It's revelation teaching that will totally transform your life and allow you to fulfill your entire destiny. It's called Commanding Your Morning, available for a gift of $35. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.